Okay, 8:56 in the Money Doctor. Dr. William from Power Down Debt. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Fine. What's up?
I don't want to go. I don't want to go back to school.
Oh, you don't?
Well,
actually, it's that time.
I used to love school. So, but yeah, it is that time. Some kids are back in already. Some will be going. So I wanted to talk just for a moment about online safety.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, everybody's got plenty of things to do to go back to school without thinking about this.
Mm.
But you really want to talk to your kids about this.
Oh, sure. It's an important topic. It really is.
And, you know, it's not just about predators online and keeping your kids safe physically and mentally.
Mm.
It's about identity theft as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing we want to think about is somebody stealing our kids' identity. But we've talked about this before. The problem is you're not going to know it for a very long time.
Ooh, yeah.
Probably until they're 16, 17, 18 years old, which is what makes them appealing to an identity thief.
Mm-hmm.
They have a brand new social security number or one that's clean with no credit on it. They can start to build credit and use it for a long time before anybody might discover it.
Oh, man.
So let's give you some tips. Just have a conversation with your kids. They're really computer savvy. They'll get this stuff. They'll probably teach you things about this. Talk to them about changing your passwords often.
Yeah, right? They probably understand usernames and passwords.
They do, and they share them with their friends, which is not good. Okay? I know you trust your friends. There's no reason your friend needs your username or password.
Yes.
Okay. Even if you have to log them in and let them use your account, I don't care, but you don't give them your username and password.
Mm.
Change your passwords often. I know it's awful. I know it's a pain. I want you to use complicated passwords. And I want you to keep track of them in some way that somebody can't get them. For instance, if you are stuck on putting them in your phone, as many of us are, don't put the whole password. Have a series of passwords you know where you can omit most of the characters and you can give yourself a little hint like this is my strongest password or this is my weakest password or this one ends in an exclamation point. So it's a memory jogger for you. But if somebody gets your phone, they don't have all your passwords.
Mm.
Really important. Okay. So this is kind of interesting to me as I'm working with more and more students. Of course, I'm discovering that we have an entire generation that doesn't really use their social security numbers, right? if you ask either you or I about our social security number, we know it by heart.
Yep.
But because we no longer require it on a license, people use S numbers on their licenses in Massachusetts. Kids don't even know their social security numbers in some cases, and they carry their card in their wallet.
Yep.
Please don't carry your social security card in your wallet. And don't give out your social security number. Ask if there's some reason they need it and see if you can use another identifier like the last four of your social or some other number so that your social security number isn't plastered everywhere because for our generation, Kevin.
That's the magic number.
It is. All right. So keep those kinds of things safe. Report any suspicious online activity. But here's the big thing I really want you to do. If you're a parent or a kid that's old enough to do it, pull your credit reports. Go to annualcreditreport.com. I can't say it often enough.
Yep, you mentioned it a lot.
Get your kids' credit reports before they're 16 years old, if you can do it.
Okay.
Because you have another year or two to clean up all the stuff that might be on there. You might be shocked to find out that your kid has a credit line and that none of it is theirs. So annualcreditreport.com. You can always call us. You can visit ftc.gov for more information about keeping your kids safe online. But this is the time to have that conversation with them when they're going back to school and they're about to really meet a lot of new people who they might share information with.
Yeah, yeah. Can be scary stuff. I remember I found my college ID.
Yeah.
My first college ID.
Yeah.
And my student number was right next to my photo on my college ID, and my student number was my social security number.
Absolutely.
It was right on my ID.
Isn't that amazing?
So we've come a long way.
I hope so.
Yeah. The Money Doctor is Dr. Ram from Power Down Debt. Information online about Power Down Debt at powerdowndebt.com. And you also encourage people to call right up on the phone, too.
Absolutely. 413-774-5555.